Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, let's go to this Italian EMP, Francesca Donato. Asking the obvious question for anybody who's being fair and honest right now. If the vaccines work, why don't the vaccines work? If the vaccines work, how come the most vaccinated country on earth, Israel, has the most COVID cases? If the vaccines work, how come everybody that's vaccinated is getting COVID and in the hospital? And so here she is in clip 16.
So my questions today are the questions that people are asking. Why are so many people being hospitalized and die in spite of the 90% of Italians being fully vaccinated? Why the Italian Health Institute has not been publishing monthly reports since September 2021? Why people injured by the vaccines don't receive any assistance from the public health service, and why no compensation is recognized to people who lost their relatives because of vaccines. This is the copy of the answer by the Ministry of Health to a man, a Sicilian citizen, who just presented a compensation claim that has been rejected, saying that the action is inadmissible for the reason that vaccines are not mandatory. But the fact is that vaccines are mandatory because of express mandates and because of the vaccine passports that have been introduced lately and that forbid people to work, to have a salary if don't obey to this order. So why transparency is not guaranteed to all.
And by the way, the document she holds up is just fully redacted. You know, there's one thing. I'm going to try to boil down in 2 minutes what the full truth is about COVID. And there's one element that we don't know quite yet. And I don't know if we'll ever know. And let me start with that. We don't know what kind of biological weapons the Chinese military has, the U.S. military has, Fauci has, Daszak has, whatever. We don't know what kind of biological weapons that they have or plans or are building. We know some of them. We know China was building race-based biospecific weapons. But we really don't know what the applicable power and destruction of those could be. So that's really the only thing that we don't know yet. But we pretty much know entirely what went down that caused COVID. They made a virus in a lab. And they made it as contagious as they possibly could so that it would spread as fast as possible. They then used the media to build up the fear, build up the hype, talk about it, put you in fear, which was then used to bring in the mandates and the medical tyranny and everything else. And there were zero flu cases in the year 2020. It was all COVID. Anybody that had a sniffle, anybody that had a broken toe, anybody that had an earache, all COVID. So they jacked up the numbers to get the numbers to do the media fear-mongering and do the propaganda, get the economic sabotage so that they could have a crashing economy that they would claim that they would fix, and then get the vaccine panic so that they could get the vaccine in place that they could test on humans with the mRNA technology, which destroys your immune system. So now we're in the phase where it doesn't matter whether it's a virus made in a lab or a normal flu virus or cold virus. You took the vaccine or two or three. You have no immune system now. So now people are actually getting sick because their immune system was destroyed with the vaccine. And so that's where we're at right now. That's why the vaccinated are getting sick. Their immune system was destroyed. And The globalist made a contagious virus in a lab as contagious as possible. But if you have natural immunity, you're okay. But if you have the vaccine, you have no immunity. So we know that that's how it all went down. We know the goals. We know who benefited. But the question is, what other bioweapons do they have that might be worse?
A riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrections.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I see what you see. I see what you've been covering. I see what everybody's seeing, and asking myself, what the hell is going on? I mean, look like a third world country, these images, the drone images that were on the nightly news, day in and day out. And just mark my words, this is not one-off. This is organized theft. These are organized gangs of people.
That's Gavin Newsom saying his state looks like a third world country in reference to the massive train cargo heists that have been going on, and then the aftermath of just all the trash left behind, the empty boxes, the goods that they didn't want, just train yards, train tracks, this covered trash for miles. But how ironic is that? Oh, the Democrat governor of California, I don't know what's going on. I don't understand. It looks like a third world country. Yeah, have you been to any Democrat-run city lately? They all look like third world countries. That's because of what Democrat policy does. That's what Democrats do. Every city where Democrats have gotten their dirty little hooks into for decades is now third world country status, record homicide rates. Whether it's St. Louis or Los Angeles or Baltimore or New York or Chicago, everywhere, half a century of Democrat rule has brought those cities to its knees with the violent crime and the third world country appearance and status. And what's the common factor? Democrat Party rule. So, yeah, to see Gavin Newsom saying, oh, I don't know what's going on here. How does my state look like a third world country? Boy, oh boy. Golly gee willikers. I just know I can't understand it. Well, let's go check on every other major Democrat-run city. And it all looks the same. It all has the same crime problems. But then, see, he gets excoriated by the media in California, not because of the rampant crime, not because of the train heist with the defund the police movement by the Democrats, no, because he dared say gangs. Oh my gosh. Governor Gavin Newsom apologized for saying organized gangs behind train lootings. They're organized groups of folks. Because you're not allowed to say anything negative about a black person. So if you see a black person and you say he's in a gang, oh, that's racist. So you got to say folks or youths or Asians. I don't know. What else might they say to just avoid saying anything bad about a black person? You might as well just call them white. I mean, they already do. They say it's white supremacy. It's number one threat to this country. You can look at the crime statistics. It says the exact opposite. But no matter. Why don't we just call black people white? Or would that be too much of an insult? So, oh, I'm sorry. We've got videos of gangs running into jewelry stores and department stores and malls and convenience stores and train cargoes. But I'm I'm sorry that I said the word gang. I apologize. It's youths. It's folks. Total joke. Total clown world. And yeah, they arrested another suspect in one of these dozens of murders and homicides that's been happening in California. Chilling moment, masked suspect in fatal stabbing of UCLA student walks into 7-Eleven to buy a vape pen just 30 minutes after stabbing a woman to death. Nonchalantly walks into a gas station to buy a vape pen. Folks, this is just demonic stuff, man. This is just humanity being ripped from our souls. And it's not a coincidence that you see this type of activity in Democrat-run cities. But, oh, the mayor's too afraid to say the word gangs because one of the thieves might be black. So he can't say gangs. Instead, he's going to say folks. It's just better that way. But man, oh man, could you imagine if they had footage of white people doing all this stuff that they claim they're doing and they actually had it? Oh, you wouldn't hear the end of it. See, I don't even want to make it a race thing because I understand that it's a socioeconomic thing and that it only is happening in Democrat-run cities. So yeah, if you see this video, even if you're colorblind and you can't see the color of these individuals' skin, you know what's happening here. It's mass theft. It's organized mass theft. But don't say gang, though, or you're a racist. So, but here's what goes on. Here's what goes on here. You want to know why Democrat-run cities are so corrupt and out of control? Because Democrats are corrupt. Biden Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm violated a stock disclosure law 9 times last year. And by the way, this lady was already known to be corrupt before she even got in the Biden administration. Then she gets in and violates the law 9 times. Don't worry, she won't be subpoenaed. She won't be indicted. She won't be questioned by the media. She won't lose her job. She's a Democrat. She's above the law. Senior FBI official caught abusing authority, lies to inspector general, corrupt DOJ declines to criminally prosecute. Yeah, because he works for Biden and the Democrats going after their political opposition. They got to keep him in the field. You don't take them off the field. They're going after Americans. I don't care how corrupt they are. You keep them on the field, says the Biden DOJ. The loving liberal left in Antifa that doesn't exist. TPUSA event at Dartmouth College focusing on Antifa terrorism shut down due to bomb threat. Ah, yes, Antifa and their bomb threats. I remember I've been to 3 or 4 different events where Antifa did bomb threats. 2 of them got canceled. This was in 2016 and 2017. Oh, but threatening events with a bomb is not terrorist activity. Threatening political events with a bomb is not terrorist activity. In fact, it doesn't even exist. It's just an ideology, says Merrick Garland. There's no such thing as Antifa. You walk outside, there's 500 black block of Antifa with billy clubs and bear mace and fireworks, beating police officers, beating innocent civilians, smashing windows, smashing cars, burning at will. Oh, there's no Antifa. That doesn't exist. It's the white supremacist Christian that you need to be worried about. And then you go look at a white supremacist Christian, as they say, and it's like, hi. It's like, I love God. I love America. I love freedom. How are you? You hungry? You thirsty? You need anything? I love you. It's like, oh, yeah, that's the terrorist. And then you go look at a radical left winger, whether it's Antifa or any of these other radicals, and say, yeah, burn down this country. F America. Death to America. Burn that building. Loot that building. Shut it all down. Ah, and it's like, oh, that doesn't exist. They're not terrorists. Oh, yeah. And then there's this. I'll tell you, man, the Biden family is so corrupt. It's unreal. GOP Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson, they had a hearing on this. Secret Service hid names and information on Hunter Biden overseas travel. That's Secret Service, folks, protecting the Bidens again. Remember Hunter Biden ditched a gun in a garbage can? Secret Service covered for him there. Remember Hunter Biden with all the hookers and the hotels and the drug deals and Secret Service covering from them there? Remember Hunter Biden on drug benders where he was so bombed out of his mind they thought he was dead in hotel rooms? Secret Service had to go in and make sure he was alive? Yeah, that Hunter Biden who's now selling art, quote unquote, for millions of dollars. Steps onto the field, number one selling artist out of the gates. And Secret Service is protecting what Hunter Biden is doing. They're redacting all of his overseas activity. Is Hunter Biden even in the Biden administration? I thought he was just selling art. Why is Secret Service involved in this? And then there's Pelosi, who's made hundreds of millions of dollars as a senator, somehow made hundreds of millions of dollars. Is it insider trading? Oh, but now she says, as she's clearly on her way out, well, I guess we could stop congressmen and women from doing insider trading after she's already made off with her hundreds of millions.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm planning on taking a lot of calls on the War Room today, on this Friday. Also going to be joined by Laura Loomer, because as James O'Keefe from Project Veritas says, past is prologue. Do you remember what Laura Loomer was doing in 2015 and 2016? I do. I haven't forgotten. When she infiltrated the Democrat Party and discovered that Bob Cramer and Aaron Black were running operations to start riots at Trump events? Sound familiar? So I'll be discussing that with Laura Loomer later on today in the War Room and taking calls. But I got a bunch of news yet to get to here on the Alex Jones Show. Let's start over here. And Paul Judge Watson hosting the fourth hour, by the way, today. Let's start over here. This has all come out in the last 24 hours, maybe the last couple days, actually, with OAN's coverage. But here's the Gateway Pundit headline with the receipts. Elections expert reveals over 550,000 registered voters in Wisconsin have a registration date of January 1st, 1918. So let's see here. 1918, you would be, what, 103 or so? 102, 103 in the 2020 election cycle? You think that you had 500,000 over 100 years old voting in Wisconsin in the 2020 presidential election? Maybe that's where Biden got his 300,000 boost at the buzzer to win the game. I mean, folks, this is like what happened in Wisconsin, what happened in Michigan, what happened in Pennsylvania, what happened in Georgia would be like if you're in a basketball game and you're down by 20 points with 2 seconds left, you're down by 20 points, 80 points to 60 points, and you're losing with 2 seconds left, and you shoot the ball at the buzzer from half court and make it, and then 21 points go on the board, and you win the game 81 to 80. Well, that's not possible. There's no 21 point shot in basketball. You can't score 21 points in 2 seconds. That's impossible. Well, Biden did it. Biden made the 21 pointer at the buzzer to win the basketball game. Amazing. And then it'd be like the media, it'd be like if the sports media took it seriously and the sports world took it seriously, like, in unbelievable fashion, basketball Biden makes 21-pointer at the buzzer to win the championship. And then there'd be people and sports commentators that say, wait a second, there's no 21-point shot. You can't score 21 points on one shot. Oh, censor that. That's misinformation. You're not allowed to talk about that. Biden hit the 21-pointer. Biden won the game. But that's not even what the story is about. That's just old news. They're just doing these audits, and they're just finding all the anomalies, finding out how the cheat was in. Eric investigation, part two, the largest U.S. The largest U.S. counties removed only 0 to 2 ineligible voters from their voter rolls in the last 4 years. So they act like they clean up these voter rolls. They don't. They keep hundreds of thousands of dead or moved voters in the rolls, and they probably even have a database of it somewhere. And then they probably use those names, and it'd be a lot easier to do it with a mail-in ballot. Because remember, you had all the mail-in ballots without a signature, all the mail-in ballots without a crease, meaning it was never mailed. And they were probably, you know, Confederate war generals and, you know, people that fought in World War I voting for Biden. Yeah, you know, I was so upset because my grandma and my grandpa voted for Joe Biden, and I was so upset and I was screaming at them for hours. And then finally, they kicked me out of the graveyard. So it's just ridiculous. And then you have OAN reporting on it as well. Christina Bob, 211,000 in the middle of the night, 80% for Biden. So again, it's these ridiculous splits. It's these impossible numbers. The Democrats overwhelmed the vote with illegal mail-in votes. It's clear that's what they did. They brought them in the middle of the night. They needed to figure out how many votes they had to win. They then went to places like Atlanta, and they would run the same ballots 3 or 4 times, or run the same stacks of ballots, because they knew they would find areas where they knew that Biden would win in those areas. So let's say you're in Atlanta and Biden gets 60% of the vote in Atlanta, but you run the same 60%, you get a larger margin of victory. So you just run the same ballots over and over and over again until you reach the margin of victory you need in that district to then put him over the top for the rest of the state. They did it in Philadelphia. They did it in Detroit. They did it in Atlanta. They got caught, every single one. And they got away with it. And they got away with it, ladies and gentlemen. And now we're sitting here with the corrupt, inept, perverted Joe Biden, who, again, just had such an embarrassing press conference the other day. They can't cover it up. They're trying. Biden was asked about the Putin situation, and he says, "What a stupid question." Stupid question. As you're puffing out your chest to Russia, puffing out your chest to Ukraine, both of which countries have massive blackmail on you. No, you're stupid. You're a corrupt old codger that doesn't even know what's going on. But you know what? He has somewhat idea, because that's why he says things like, "Oh, I'm not supposed to do this," or "Oh, I can't say that," or "Oh, you know, what am I supposed to do next?" Or "Oh, tell me what to do. I don't know where I'm at." I mean, he's letting the American people know he's not running anything. He's the front man for the fall of America. Fake news media outraged after Newsmax reporter James Rosen asks Joe Biden about his cognitive decline. And then in response to that question, Joe Biden slurs his words, stutters and stammers, says words that don't even exist, and then just falls off the ledge and doesn't even answer the question. Just intellectually falls off the ledge and starts blabbering about something else entirely, just like he did with half the questions. And then they go on air. They say, "Oh, my gosh, Biden was astounding. Biden was incredible. He talked for over an hour. He's unbelievable. How does he do it?" Be like if Jeffrey Toobin dropped trouser on air and like took a big fat steaming dump on the desk, and they said, "Wow, look at that beautiful feces. Look at Toobin now. Oh, he's touching himself now too. Wow, so magnificent. It's by."
Nootropics is a fancy way of saying brain pill, and it is the fastest growing market in supplements in the world for good reason. There are a lot of amazing compounds out there, some healthy, some not, that do incredible things in our brains. And we've tried them all, we've researched them all, and we will not sell you anything that is linked to any problems or any type of toxicity or any type of extreme hangovers. Because I'm not saying some of our brain products, you won't have a little bit of a letdown once you take them, but that must be a lie. But these are very, very clean, the compounds that God gave us that are good for you. And one of our best sellers is back in stock, Brain Force Plus, a good, clean nootropic, a good, clean brain pill. You can find stuff that's stronger, but it's not good for you. This is a high-quality system. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's sold out for a long time at 40% off. So get your Brain Force Plus today at InfoWarsStore.com and help keep us on air. Thank you so much, and I'll see you out there.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Boy, the liberals and media just can't stop lying. And they got caught lying about Sotomayor and Gorsuch in a mask squabble. Gorsuch, Sotomayor, and others came out and said, no, there was never any fighting over masks on the Supreme Court bench. Nobody ever demanded masks were worn. Never happened. And then NPR doubles down and said, well, they lied to us then. So who knows what's going on, but all the Supreme Court justices in the comments said, nope, never happened. NPR lied about that. And then you saw some of the reporting on Trump and DeSantis fighting. Well, Trump was on Hannity last night, and he said that that's totally fake news. So it's just the left can't stop lying, and when their lies are exposed on other issues, they just start lying about other things. They just look for other lies that they can tell. Some of them don't even realize they're lying. They're just stupid, but others know exactly what they're doing. And, you know, in that spirit, I noticed something the other day, and Rogan is kind of hinting at this now, but he hasn't fully hit the zeitgeist yet, but on his podcast the other day, he said, Joe Rogan details how anyone who doesn't identify as far left is now labeled alt-right. And so he's close to the zeitgeist, but as he said many times on the show, he doesn't want to be a political influencer, he doesn't want to be a political leader, he just wants to do his podcast and his UFC stuff. So that's okay if he doesn't understand the modern political issue as much, but he's close to full zeitgeist here. What happens is Democrats or liberals who tell the truth get labeled as far right. It's not alt-right. Alt-right was a term made up by Hillary Clinton to demonize Trump supporters that instead of embracing, it was kind of a rejection, and then it was used to demonize. But alt-right is not even something that's used anymore. It's now far right. So Kyrsten Sinema doesn't want to get rid of the filibuster. They say she's far right. Joe Manchin doesn't want to sign on to Build Back Better. They say he's far right. Joe Rogan just tells the truth about COVID and ivermectin. They say he's far right. So what it is that Democrats who don't go along with the cult and liberals that tell the truth get labeled as far right. Now, how ironic is that? How rich is that? You're a liberal, you tell the truth, you're far right. You're a Democrat, you don't go along with the cult, you're far right. So what are they really admitting when they say that? What are they really admitting? Moving on here. I would burn $100 bills before I sent her a penny. Liz Cheney is so desperate she's begging for donations in the middle of Missouri. Yeah, Wyoming isn't giving her anything. Wyoming doesn't like her, which is where she's supposed to be running. So she's sending out text messages and begging for money in Missouri. You know, I get these too, and here was one of the responses. I like to respond to these sometimes too. It's kind of funny. I'm Wes from Lebanon, Missouri. It's a central Missouri town in the sticks. Just wanted to let you know I have received a donation letter from Liz Cheney. I can't believe that Liz would send a real conservative from flyover country Missouri this. I would burn $100 before I sent her a penny. She must be desperate. Just wanted to let you know she's doing this. Thanks, Wes. Yeah, I mean, I get these texts from Democrats, and I always kind of like to troll them in the text thread, and eventually they don't know what to say. New poll. Vast majority of Americans oppose U.S. military action in Ukraine. And, you know, there's groups like Young Americans for Liberty and others that have always been against wars, and they go to CPAC, and they'll do exercises at CPAC with, you know, Republican voters. And, you know, Republicans have been anti-war now, really post-Bush. You know, they got behind the wars with Bush because it was Bush and because of 9/11. But then when we saw no real fruits of it and it was just more dead bodies, more blood, more treasure into the sands, and then Obama expanding it, then Republicans kind of became anti-war and liberals were just kind of left not really knowing what to think because their leader, their idol Obama, expanded all the Bush wars that he promised he would end. So they didn't really know where to stand. Now they like war. Now they want war with Russia. Now they want war with Syria. And it's Republicans that are now the anti-war side. So it really is amazing because you can't really, the Democrats love to say, oh, there was a point in time in history where it just changed. Yeah, I mean, because they'll admit, they can't deny that the Democrat Party was an offshoot of the KKK. Free black men in America ran as Republicans and started the Republican Party. all the first black men in Congress were Republicans because black men helped start the Republican Party as the anti-slavery party, which then became the party of Lincoln and ending slavery. Democrats don't want you to know that history, and so they'll just say, oh, no. First they'll deny it, then you'll show them all the historical evidence, then they'll say, well, that doesn't matter because they changed. Just magically, just some point in time, magically there was a polar shift in the political cortex, and now Republicans are racist and Democrats love black people. It just magically happened overnight. No, what happened was Lyndon Baines Johnson, with the Democrat Party, took control of the narrative and the media messaging, and he said, I'll have Negroes voting Democrat for 50 years, famously. So that's when they started their propaganda. That's when they started getting black men out of the homes and giving black women government money to destroy the family, get them used to living on the government dole. But no, it's the Democrat Party of the KKK. Everybody knows it. But I'm getting lost now. But there has been a political shift, and you can see it. It was in the Obama years when the liberal left Democrats became pro-war and conservative Republicans became anti-war. Now, there's still the neocons, obviously. There's still the Lindsey Grahams. There's still the neocons that are never gonna balk at a war. There's no war that they wouldn't send someone else to die in because they're going to make a bunch of money with their stock holdings. So, yeah, they're scum. They're total scum in the Republican Party, too. But nowadays, the average Republican voter is anti-war. And the average Democrat voter doesn't really know where to stand on the issue because Obama expanded the wars, and when Trump was trying to stop the wars, they became pro-war. So that's an actual time in U.S. political history where you can say there was a political shift, there was a polar shift, and here's how it happened, here's why, here's the time. The Democrats can't point any of that out with when they decided they weren't the party of racism in the KKK and it became the Republican Party. They just decided they were going to start pointing the finger one day after Lyndon Baines Johnson, the assassination of JFK, and that's when they decided we're going to start targeting black America. We're not going to tell them we hate them anymore. We're not going to be segregationists anymore. We're going to tell them how much we love them. Then we're going to destroy their family, destroy their communities, introduce drugs into their communities, and then have them voting Democrat for the next 50 years. That's what actually happened with the Democrat Party. But so I say this because Biden wants to puff up his chest, and you see liberal Democrats saying, that's right, Biden's tough. We'll stand up to Russia. We won't let Russia go into Ukraine. We're tough. They have no idea where Ukraine is on the map. They have no idea who the president of Ukraine is. They have no idea of the history. They're clueless morons. They're liberals. But they were against Trump ending the wars, so now they have to be pro-war. They wanted war in Syria. They want war with Russia and Ukraine. And they're going to get behind their cult leader, Biden, if he does that, which he won't. But now, if you took a poll, I would be interested to see. In fact, it may even be in this result here from the Trafalgar group. I wonder if you had a split between Republicans and Democrats, who would vote for war in Russia and who wouldn't? But overall, nobody wants war in Russia. According to this poll, it was only 15% want an actual physical intervention by U.S. troops in Russia and Ukraine. So the military-industrial complex being fueled and funneled by the American people is over. We've woken up to the game. We're done with it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I'm about to do a news blitz to finish up the Alex Jones Show for today. Paul Joseph Watson takes over, and then I'll be hosting the War Room after that with a bunch of news, phone calls, and my guest, Laura Loomer. But it's worth mentioning, because I don't know if you'll see it in the media, the March for Life, which happens every year, is happening today. Sadly, I had to miss last year's because I was rotting away in a jail cell, because of political persecution. I think I've been to maybe four or five of them or six now. I was supposed to be at the one last year, but they had me in a jail cell, so couldn't make it. But it is going on today, and so we give a big salute to all the great Americans, which is mostly young Americans, actually, that make it to this thing. I remember I used to go back in high school every year, and I'd give the old liberal baby murderers the what for back then. Made the front pages a couple times, actually. Me and my friends did, because we'd get right in the face of those liberal baby murderers. And so it's just great to see this happening today. Always millions of people taking to the streets in D.C. every year, the March for Life, because we like life. We do. We do. We just like life. We think new life is a good thing. And we think that babies deserve to be born. And it's ironic. I noticed that all the people that advocate for abortion have all been born. It's an odd thing, isn't it? So, yes, and then you had the Patriot Front out there today, which people are alleging are feds. It's, you know what, there's probably just innocent people that don't know what's going on that are in there, and then there's probably feds leading it, because there's just, there's too many clues. Nobody knows anybody in it. Nobody knows any of the leaders of it. They always seem to have a planned rollout of these events. They're all wearing a uniform. They randomly show up when there's cameras, and then they have, like, well-produced scripted videos ready to go immediately upon it as well. So, but that's not even the point. The point is millions are in D.C. today marching for life, and the media won't cover it because the American media hates life, and they want to see babies killed before they can enjoy this creation that was meant for us. But, of course, they want to destroy that creation, too, so why would they want to bring in new life that could potentially defeat them? Because that's what they really look at it. It's like a lion eating its cub because it's afraid it could take over the pack. The globalists don't want any newborns, any new kids, any new babies, any new people because they're afraid that they could overthrow them somehow, some way. Because they're weak. They're weak people. All right. And remember, folks, everything we do here is brought to you by you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the great coffee, the Patriot Blend, Wake Up America coffee that I like to drink every day. Whether it's the great supplements like the Whole Food Multivitamin or the Vitamin C plus Zinc, both back in stock, 40% off. Whether it's the great Survival Shield, top-selling, top-rated supplement, 50% off. Whether it's the storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off all storable food. It's your support there at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything we do here possible. All right, let me do this news blitz before Paul Joseph Watson takes over, and then I'll be back hosting the War Room. Pipeline company threatening to cut off natural gas service to five Texas power plants. So I'm going to try to break this down, but it's really just a complete mess. So you remember last year when you had the freeze out in Texas, you had these power companies wanting to charge 10 times, 30 times, 300 times what your bill would have been, but that was illegal, and so they didn't end up doing it. Now they're saying, look, we have back pay, we're broke. We're not going to send you the natural gas. You're not paying your bills. And again, this is all because of Green New Deal, Paris Climate Accord, Green New Energy bullcrap, where in Texas they cap our energy use. And then if there's a massive freeze and we need more energy, well, it's not there because it's been capped because of, you know, Green New Deals and Paris Climate Accords and treaties. And it destroys our energy sector. And so now gas companies are threatening to shut off the gas because of horrible deals that have been signed by Republicans and Democrats to make the energy grid more green and more sustainable, meaning you won't get heat when it's 20 degrees out and freezing outside and snowing because, you know, climate change. So we'll see if that goes anywhere. More young adults developing gastrointestinal cancers, and doctors don't know why. We have no idea. I'm sure it's not the GMO foods and all the crap in the diets and not getting the microbiome that you need. No, I'm sure there's nothing to see there. It's not our diets at all. Just nobody knows what's going on. The IRS will force facial recognition scans on users this summer. Oh, how loving. The Internal Revenue Service of the United States will require people to submit a facial scan through a third-party provider, nice, to make payments or file taxes online. The system raises obvious privacy concerns. So, yeah, you want to get your money. You want to get your money. You better turn in your personal information and facial recognition data to the government. So loving, so liberal. No, it's tyrannical is what it is. Former Border Patrol chief Biden invites more than 3 million border crossers to the U.S. You know, I don't know what the final numbers were for illegal border crossings in the last calendar year. I'm guessing it had to be over a million. Maybe it was 3 million, and that's what this guy is referring to. Yeah, that's what it is. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. 3 million illegal border crossings last year. 3 million. And you know where they're going, don't you? They're going right into major Democrat cities, to vote for Democrats, and then you know what the Democrats do, right? I mean, I've broken this down, but I'll do it again. They bring in massive voter blocks of illegal immigrants by the hundreds of thousands. They put them in Democrat-run cities, in areas, and then they splinter off with gerrymandering. They splinter off that area. Each different district gets a little bit of a splinter, a little bit of that section that's going to vote Democrat, so they can overwhelm every voting district, and there's no more Republican districts, meaning no more Republican DAs, sheriffs, judges, and all these other local, you know, government positions, all Democrats, because they bring in voter blocks of hundreds of thousands, splinter them all off with gerrymandering, so that, you know, 50,000 bleed into each district to overwhelm the vote, and then Democrats take full control of your cities, and then you get rampant crime, rampant homicide, rampant homelessness, rampant poverty, and then your governor, Newsom, says, I don't know what's happening here. My state looks like a third world country. Well, I just told you how and why, but he knows that. And I'll tell you, this is a wild one. And I don't think we're really ever going to know fully what happened here. I'll tell you, I think the Democrats are really going full Gestapo, and it's really unbelievable. Now, we know about this with the January 6th stuff. We know they've gone full Stasi, full Gestapo with the January 6th stuff. But what happened with this raid of a Texas Democrat who spoke out against Biden and his open border policy and then gets raided by the feds? And they say, oh, well, this was just a bribery probe that we were looking into. Folks, give me a break. The DOJ and the FBI doesn't give a damn about political crimes and bribery. They turn the other way on that every time, unless they're told to care. So how is it that the Democrat in Texas, who is critical of Biden's open border policy, has the Department of Justice raid his home, and guess who's there when it happens? All of the news cameras right there to document it, just like Gestapo thug intimidation tactics. I'm telling you, man, I think they've just gone full, just they're going full Gestapo at this point. They're full totalitarian thugs of the Democrat Party in the Department of Justice. And it's just sad to see this happen. Because, hey, I'm all about ending political corruption, but please, let's not sit here and act like some lone Texas Democrat that's against open borders is the big fish to fry with all the political corruption. How about Maxine Waters and her hundreds of millions? How about Nancy Pelosi and her hundreds of millions? You're going to go raid them and see if there's any bribery or inside trading? Of course not. But you go after the Democrat that's critical of Biden, you make an example of it, you make sure the cameras are out there. Mm-hmm. Thug intimidation tactics. Woke University of Rhode Island revokes General Michael Flynn's honorary degree. General Flynn responds in exclusive statement to the Gateway Pundit. Yes, you're not in the cult. Well, you're not in the cult. Microsoft is bigger than Google, Amazon, and Facebook, but now lawmakers treat it like an ally in antitrust battles. Yeah, all the major corporations are all huge Democrat donors, and they donate to Republicans, too. This is how they never get... This is how they get tax exempt. This is how they never get investigated. They pay off the politicians, but that's pretty obvious, isn't it? Federal Reserve is taking the next step towards possibly launching a digital dollar. Folks, the digital dollar is already a thing. They just want to write new rules and regulations to make it more tyrannical with the social credit system. And then new news on Biden's economy. More records for Biden's economy. Not the good kind of records, the bad ones. Paul Joseph Watson takes over. I'll see you on the war.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.